Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
We're into the Tiger offseason, and they have a chance to right or wrong. John, I'm going to play a drop. And then we're going to have a conversation.
Okay.
Alex Bregman has opted out. Surprise, surprise. He's going to be a free agent. And they can right their wrong. Last year, they pursued him. They offered him a deal, the most guaranteed money of any team. And he countered them. Mm-hmm. And they said no. And he would go on to have a better year than any Tiger bat. He hit 300 in his three playoff games. Sure would have liked to have that in the old English D. John, I would argue it was a bigger mistake than anything that happened at the trade deadline that they didn't accept Alex Bregman's counteroffer. 6 years, 186 with a 1 year opt out.
Right. And they wanted the 2 year opt out.
Yeah. And they wanted it to only be $170 million. And they wanted to defer money and he didn't want to defer money. What are we talking about? The difference was $15 million over a 6 year deal. You paid Alex Cobb $15 million to throw zero pitches. The biggest mistake Harris made isn't the deadline. It's not accepting and bringing Alex Bregman into the fold. And now, John, we're going to do it all over again.
You got a do-over.
The one that got away is single again. She posted on Facebook. You can pursue it.
So Bregman is going to be the top name because he fills two needs. Third base, right-handed bat.
And contact swing.
Yep.
Doesn't strike out a lot. Pro approach at the plate. He's a Scott Harris dream come true.
Yeah, and it's the consistency at the plate that you need, especially when you're on the heels of the loss and you look at 2 through 5. There was no consistency. There's no consistency in the lineup all season long because that's why AJ always had a new leadoff hitter, always had somebody else at 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, the only consistency was Dingler, 7 or 8, Javi Baez, Parker Meadows at the end of the season. So you knew who the bottom of your lineup was going to be, but you never knew what the top was going to look like because it was all about pitching matchups. Now, moving forward, you're still going to have variance in the lineup because you want to have that ability to go pitching matchups, but you have to have that individual somewhere in the top four that you know can put bat on ball at some point.
When hitters 2 through 5 go 0 for 23 with 10 strikeouts in an elimination game that spanned 15 innings, I'm going to venture that Alex Bregman would have made contact and would have had a hit in 15 innings. That's a bigger miss than anything that we bitch about with the trade deadline. And now you can fix it. Like, imagine that. Life has given Scott Harris a do-over, a second chance to right the wrong.
And some of it could have just been, contact.
Right.
Or being able to, when you get, Kerry Carpenter up and he's got a handful of singles outside of the home run, and you're like, okay, he's on base, but we have nobody behind him that's even moving him forward.
So our question to you is, Alex Bregman, yes or yes? This is the best free agent this team could add. I know you're going to roll your eyes, not this again. Can we just agree this is the top target and the Tigers need to spend what it takes to land him?
And can you get over the fact that he didn't choose you?
Because, look, I know Tiger fans booed him mercilessly this season, and I had no issue with it because he's on the opposite side and it's sports. But let's not get it twisted. you wish he was a Detroit Tiger.
Yes.
And any other argument to the contrary is you and your feelings.
Now he has you have a chance to get in that sweepstakes again. There are other free agents, and we'll throw out some names here in a moment, but the number one that you should be looking at is Alex Bregman. Because and it's not just what he does at the plate, it's not just third base, it's his experience.
John, think about this. The depressing conversation we had about Tarek Skubal yesterday about how if you can't extend him, you probably have to trade him because you're not going all in.
Yeah.
What if you went all in? What if you added Bregman and another bat and said, I'll roll the dice on Skubal. I'll get to the deadline and figure it out. I'm more willing to do it if I have an offseason that justifies it. And at the top of that offseason checklist is Alex Bregman. Now, there are other bats. Bo Bichette hit 300. Yep. He's had a really good season two of the last 3 years. He's an infield right-handed bat.
Yeah.
He could play short. You could bump Javi to third. You can get creative.
Yeah.
Some other names out there, John. Kyle Tucker,
who's 29.
AJ Connection had just as many walks as strikeouts. Uh-huh. Pro approach at the plate. It bumps Carey to DH. It puts a big bat in the lineup. Now, he's a lefty, but again, it's not MLB The Show, so I don't think they're going to add Bregman and Tucker, but there's no salary cap and you aren't currently paying Skubal. Right. If he turns you down, there's a way to still allocate that money and be bold and aggressive and chase a World Series.
Cody Bellinger is another name.
Pete
Alonso.
Yeah.
Brought him up earlier. There are a lot of options of guys that are free agents. And another one that you brought up that I think is a great bat and is a great baseball player, Josh Naylor.
Sure. Let him be the dirtbag on our team.
You know, I think it's imperative, though, that this is a right-handed bat. And that's why I said Alonso as the backup plan.
Yeah.
I don't know if Alonso would be interested in taking a huge, you know, kind of a Bregman-type contract from the Tigers where you go $40 million and maybe not quite that much per year, but you give them the opt-out because it's all, if you get Bregman and Alonso, it's all in with Skubal. You're not trading them unless you're terrible at the deadline.
Yeah.
I mean, you really keep your options open. But to me, we're... Jim has been hell-bent on a third baseman for two off seasons in a row. So imagine Chapman or Bregman on this team. They probably do more, but it's just...
They're still playing right now.
For the people who want to argue, well, we don't want to block somebody. No, the need is third base. There is not, you're not blocking anybody. Jace Young is not going to be a good player.
Yeah, who is the long-term system third baseman?
If they're going to try to toy with putting McGonagall there, which they say he can play third, but he's the shortstop. If you bring Bregman in... He's your third baseman. I would want McGonagall at short to start the season. I don't know if they're going to do that, but I'd love to see it.
And then what you put Javi is like a center field rover.
Keith is at second. Torque's at first.
Yeah.
And you put Javi at center to platoon with Meadows.
To their credit, Colt Keith can play second or third, or I guess first. McGonagall, they're playing at short, third, and second. Javi can play all over. Like, it's if you add a Bregman, those guys can still have roles on the team.
In this world, Matt Vierling is just a bench guy, or they move him.
Sure.
Zach McKenstry is probably a utility player because he can play all over.
Right. So you just so everyone who's listening can have the same information that we have in regards to, you brought up Jace Young as you don't want to block this guy. And I'm not saying you said that because no one thinks that he's going to be a productive third baseman for the Tigers, especially not on the level of Bregman. But the other guys that are in the system, and we heard about one of them early on, Hau-Yu Lee.
Yeah.
I think everybody would rather have Bregman than Hau-Yu Lee. The other one that is somewhat intriguing, and he plays second and third, but again, I think you would rather have Bregman while he continues to develop, and that's Max Anderson.
Right. And the Tigers are going to run into something this offseason where their farm system's good, and their 40-man roster is going to be really stressed again. Like I'm pretty sure Hau-Yu Lee has to be on the 40-man roster, so someone has to leave it. There's going to be a squeeze.
Yeah.
So rather than have a million young players that you can't keep all of anyway, start getting some solidified lockdown guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Let's get to Bill in New Baltimore. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I would definitely go after Bregman. Trade Skubal at the winter meetings, and what do you do about second base now? Because Torres was only a one-year deal, wasn't he?
Yeah, I would think Colt Keith. I know it's not inspiring.
I don't like it.
I know.
I don't like it. Now, Polanco from Seattle was on a one-year deal for $8 million, but he's got a player option.
He'll opt out, especially after a big postseason. One last payday for him. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Bill, you mentioned something interesting there. Now, if you go get Bregman, why does that automatically trigger the Skubal trade? Because if you have him and you're starting to put together a lineup that might be a little bit more potent, why not keep Skubal and go for the series this year?
John, they're not signing him.
I understand but that wasn't my question. This is a one shot at the World Series with Skubal. You got a better chance with Skubal than without.
I agree with you, but
In other words, Bill, you'd be saying I'm going to lose him for quote nothing, but I think I got a real shot to win a World Series. I don't feel that way without Alex Bregman or an impact bat, and call it two.
Yeah.
I mean, if they told me, hey, I'm adding Bregman and Naylor.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You know what? Maybe I will roll the dice on Skubal that he could leave because I feel like I'm a real World Series contender.
Yeah.
But if it's, hey, man, we found like a platoon bat and we brought, you know, another arm in. Yeah, and we're just kind of
smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Like at that point, you trade Skubal and you don't risk losing him for nothing. So it's all kind of connected and interconnected for the Tigers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.